Blind Cool Tech, May 16, 2006.
Blind Cool Tech, where fun.
Well, I wanted to play with podcast stuff, okay?
Technology.
Hello. Is anybody there?
And blindness.
Oh, God.
Who put that wall there?
And all come together.
Hey, y'all. How you doing? I'm Larry Skubkon, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. I'm actually in a car right now and inviting you to join Joe and I for a outing to Harbor Freight. Now, some of you that live in America may be familiar with Harbor Freight, but it always seems to be such an interesting place because it has just about every kind of tool there is imaginable. And there's Joe there.
He was getting
gas, and we're in his 1975 BMW 2002. And I bet Joe could tell us a little bit about it, because we've had a few people, doing car sounds and stuff. And this is certainly an interesting one.
Well, we're currently getting on 64, so it's probably going to be a loud one.
Yep, and I'm going to roll my window up. That'll sure ruin a recording.
Yeah, this car's got a 4-speed transmission, so to get up to a good highway speed, it'll be at a pretty high RPM.
Excellent looking car. It's what color? Bright red or kind of red?
It's about bright red. It's I don't know. Keep wanting to paint it red, of course, but it seems to be the last in line of all my cars. It's got the best paint job I still
did. Yeah, why mess with it though?
Yeah. But hopefully one day, it's one of those things, so, it looks good to everybody, but, I guess being the owner, I'm the one who knows where all the little nicks and stings, rough spots and stuff like that. We've got the heat on the water, it's a little warm in here.
Probably needed it this morning.
I guess so. I don't even remember turning it on, though.
Tell the listeners about Harbor Freight. That's I've only been there once.
Harbor Freight, I guess it's about the, I don't know how big a store it really is. It's, I'd say at least maybe a square acre inside. There's a, I'm not sure we'll all look when we get there, how many rows, but they got absolutely everything. Stuff really. They got welders and grinders, sandblasters. They've got kilns for powder coating, and they've got just all kinds of crazy hand tools and power tools, and air compressors and air tools.
So no kind of home and garden things or anything like that.
No, they'll have shovels and wheelbarrows.
Oh,
and,
really?
Sprinklers and hoses and stuff.
Okay. I might just pick up a nozzle for that hose.
I bet you can get you one there. They got the electrical pieces, crimp-on connectors.
Yeah. Any kind of tool you can imagine, I guess, huh?
They actually have a magazine that they mail out, but this is like the store where you can just go and buy it instead of having it shipped to you.
I guess, presumably, they would have a website as well, wouldn't you think?
You know what?
like a ship harbor?
Yeah, they harbor actually, freight? One of their signs, their logo on the sign has a boat on it, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Side of town from us.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going west on the expressway from 64.
And what do you see out here, Joe?
Oh, there's a big overpass and there's apartments to the left and to the right. But really, other than that, it's kind of pretty blank.
Is it?
You just see the roadway.
No nice skylines or anything, huh?
No, just some clouds.
Downtown Louisville's to the right, correct?
Yep. As we get around this corner, it'll be right to our right.
Can you see the buildings from here?
No, I see we're sitting down low on this expressway.
Oh.
I can see the one that they say looks like a cape.
The Avalon building? Is
yeah.
that what it is?
Yeah.
And that's what, 63 stories or something like that? Or?
Yes, that looks about right.
I think that might be the tallest building in Kentucky. Or on this corner. Is this where that Popeyes is?
There's the bakery at Sullivan University. 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 to the left is just a big concrete barrier for the interstate above. Can't see much of anything. Somebody honking for no reason.
how these church audio mics do. They have some good wind screens on them, but I don't think anything can take the wind in a car window. We'll see. Is that right? One right across the street from each other, yeah. Huh?
Parallel.
You would think they would sort of scratch their head and say, well, would we be in competition with ourselves if we went over there? But
well, that's the same price.
Is it, there's still stores in there, or are they kind of shutting down, or what's the deal with that?
I don't know what the deal is with that, actually. I haven't been in there in a long time.
That's probably what's making them shut down, Joe.
That's all my fault.
They lost your business, and they just couldn't make it without you.
I guess not. It looks like it's just those Lowe's there.
They're going to do with that.
Who knows?
Who knows? To go see if we can't test drive one of these hybrid cars sometime, man.
That's a good idea, Larry.
Actually, I told you this. Neil sent in a podcast where he recorded inside it and outside.
Uh-huh.
It is quiet, but I'd like to get some where, you know, somebody's just standing there and one goes back and forth at different speeds.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe we could get you standing out front of the house there.
Yeah.
I'll drive one back and forth or just do that out of the lot. Hopefully somewhere where it's kind of quiet, you know?
Well, you know, I was thinking about doing it somewhere where it's quiet and then just a little bit louder, too. Just to see where it cuts off, where you can even detect it. Because there's a certain amount of background noise, and those things will not be. Well, I wonder if you can even detect them when it's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Because all you're going to hear is the tires rolling.
Yeah, that might even be something to check. Make sure that they have proper tire pressure in there, too.
Yeah.
A flat tire will make more noise, you know. Here we are, Harbor Freight Tools. Well, looks like they're hiring, Larry.
All right. If they need any computer programmers.
I bet we can get you a job in here.
I guess I'll stick with where I'm at for now. What about you? You looking?
It's kind of far a piece away.
So they even have stuff outside here, too?
What's that?
They even have stuff outside?
They might have something over here. Sometimes they do.
Good smell. It smells like rubber. My new tires.
If you know exactly what you want, yeah, go ahead.
Thanks.
No problem.
Yeah. Darn, an aborted cast.
Darn. There's the grinder. There's the freaking...
Is that right?
Oh, they got yard gnomes over there.
Just what I always wanted.
Right.
Something like a little statue.
Uh-huh. You see that?
Oh, is that his hat there?
Yeah. He's got like a pole in his hand there or something.
So he's about, what, a foot tall?
Yeah.
Oh, it is ceramic, isn't it?
Weird.
Something to have to go around to mow, huh? What a bad attitude.
Hey, you chop his head off. Whoa, they got a concrete mixer here.
Really?
It's gas power for $519.
Oh, that's a bit...
What's the electrical number? $259.
Hmm.
They're the same bucket.
Yeah.
We were looking at that one on.
Yeah, what was it? $100?
Yeah,
it was
$100.
You're close, I'll bet.
Wait, here we go. I bet this is it right there. This, like, this is a wet saw. This is the blade right here. Like for a tile or something.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
Alright, they got clamps.
Oh, you're like a kid in a candy store in here, aren't you, Joe?
Alright, there's something I'm needing back. I'm gonna go back here. Let's look. I mean, there's still a lot of people online.
Yeah. See if you can find a hose nozzle, too.
Okay. Let me grab some sandpaper. Ultra Fine 1000. $249. Oh, yeah. kid in the candy store.
And just got paid today.
Right. There's gloves there.
Oh, good. Let's see what we got.
Bet these bad boys are what you're looking for. $1.59. Let's see if they'll fit you. That's the wrong side. There you go. Too tight?
I don't know. I ain't got it on yet. Yeah, that's about what I... Well...
Here's one. Try these, man. Let me put it on
that. I have big hands.
No, these are still tight, too.
You know, I used to wear these big, well, I don't need anything that big, like leather gloves when I was out in the oil field. Yeah, none of these look especially big, do they?
No, they don't. What about these mama jumps? Oh, here you go, man. Let's see if these are good. Leather gardening gloves. Try them out.
This might be the ticket.
It costs a little bit more, but it might be worth it if they hold.
If they fit.
Yeah.
How much are they?
$3.99.
They are actually better. I guess they probably would stretch a little too, huh?
Yeah, you don't want to get them wet. Or like, I don't know.
How come?
Seems like they might shrink if you got them wet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll take these. Yep.
Okay. Alright, garden hoses. Alright.
Can't get out of them.
They don't fit. You must have quit.
That's right. That's what I was just thinking. You know what I want is one like we got in front there.
What do you mean, the twist one?
Yep.
Here you go, $2.99.
All right, cool. Right.
Yeah, over here they got plungers and pipe cutters. Levels, they got hammers down this side. Levels. Oh, we're going, I'm sorry.
You're fine, I just, you look like you were looking for something.
Oh, we actually found everything. We were just making
We're just kind of waiting for the line to thin out.
Oh, yeah, I know. There's a lot of people in here.
Right. Man,
some nice ones.
Man, they're like all different colors and stuff. That's the way to fly.
You can spot your size easy that way.
Yeah, it's the green one.
Well, that way you can tell your little kids and grandkids too, instead of 9/16.
Hang me the purple one. Hey man, you hang in here just for a second. I want to run back to these bats.
Yep.
Be right.
Thank you.
Somehow it must have been. They had a smaller concrete mixer for $100.
Really?
1.25 cubic feet.
That'd be perfect.
That might be what we need.
Electric one?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'll check it out next time.
741.
I'm sure we'll be back soon. I'm going to need more hose grinding. I was like,
why don't you just go ahead and get them?
Oh, that's plenty for now. I just feel like I will.
Yeah.
I'll probably wear out those things quick.
Yeah, they're pretty thin, aren't they?
Yeah. Was that all I was getting?
Yep.
You're getting that.
I'm getting the nozzle and the gloves, yeah.
Okay. Well, I got a nice kite here. Yeah, we'll definitely come back and revisit.
Thank you.
This podcast.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm fine. How about you?
Always.
What's your zip code, hon?
So you can take it right here, too. Sir.
Hmm?
So you can take it right here.
All right. Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
$250
here. I'll be right.
$740.
That's a
10.
Mm-hmm.
$260.
Okay, thank you. Alrighty.
Have a nice day, sir.
You too.
See you later.
Thank you, folks. Have a good one.
Hey, thank you,
you
guys.
You too.
Yeah, you too.
Put a little fry.
They're ready to get on out of there, aren't they? Yep, end of a long day.
It's pretty funny, man. Rolling out of the chair. Did you hear that? The Tom Petty song?
Yeah.
I was sad. I told that girl, I was like, man, they're rolling out of the
chair. You hadn't heard that before?
Yeah, I was just laughing about it.
No.
But she was all standing by the door, you know, like, looking forward.
Probably could have got those grinding wheels over there at Oscar's, man. Don't you
yeah.
think?
Probably so, but you know, I was feeling the urge to go to Harbor Freight.
Oh, were you? I just had it in your blood, huh?
Yeah. I was having Harbor Freight withdrawals, Larry.
I understand completely.
Alright. Well, at least I got what I came for, right?
Exactly.
Save that receipt. I'm saving all the receipts for this car.
You know how much you got in it so far?
I have no idea. I have to add them all up. It'd be nice if I could write it off somehow. Not that would happen. There's ways. Hey, you know my buddy John, who opened his bicycle shop, he actually got a real nice bicycle and wrote it off.
Oh yeah.
Because he was able to put his shop's name on it. coming back from Harbor Freight Tools. From the man store. Okay. He's still cooking dinner?
all day?
All afternoon.
Shellboat needs.
Probably something black.
Yeah. Let's go.
Live a little.
Sport.
splurge, live on the wild side a little.
And they told me they were going to have my beers back in from the Burning Brew, and this is the Cleveland Brewing Company. It's a good beer.
What's it called? Burning Roof?
Burning River.
Oh.
Dedicated.
Burning River.
You know what it is.
They make it from the water of the Burning River,
right? Yeah.
Now that's taking a negative image and putting a positive spin on it, isn't it?
Well, listen to their other one. It's Elliot Ness, who was their prohibition officer. Named the beer after him.
Next thing you know, they'll be naming a beer J. Edgar Hoover.
Right.
No, I didn't know. This road is in ill repair, huh?
It's a brick road, a cobblestone. Well, the side of this garage, that's where I think they did it. It's right by this church. Maybe they pissed them off. They painted it all black, and then they painted the Dark Side of the Moon logo on the side of it.
Now, what is the Dark Side of the Moon logo?
It's the prism beam, light shining onto the prism beam, you know?
Uh-huh.
Makes the triangle red, or the red, yellow. It's like the, what was on the cover of it, the album.
Yeah. Spinelli's quite a bit, Joe.
Oh, occasionally. It's right around the corner from work.
So what do you recommend there?
Pepperoni is pretty good. Slice of pepperoni pizza. And, if you want any extra toppings, you know, that's pretty good too. Slice of pizza and a beer.
Said he got this bike and rode it off. You sure he didn't? You weren't, didn't mean to say he rode it off?
Right.
Oh, that was a long ways to go for that one.
That was a good one,
though,
man.
You don't think anybody's going to swipe my gloves, do you? Too, isn't it? 62, you say?
Yeah. It's got the suicide.
Yeah. That is pretty cool. Man, that thing's in good shape. Oh, it's got a table there, too, huh?
Yeah.
Clever.
Where are you at?
And what's all this back here?
That's just like an armrest because I got a table back here.
Oh, okay. So that's like the trunk, huh?
Here's the trunk, man. What's up?
Oh, it's all padded too, huh?
Yeah.
What color is this thing?
Glossy black. It's pretty crazy.
It is.
It's a good idea. The headlights are on and stuff too.
The headlights are what?
They're on.
Are they? Well, that is classy.
Wow. 50 cent PBRs today, man.
All right. Man, that was a good looking car, wasn't it?
This is my buddy Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, nice to meet you.
He's super right. He's from another glass blower.
Oh, okay. This is the glass blower's lunch hangout here, huh?
Sure is. Right around the corner.
That's not it. They take care of us.
Yeah, that's what Joe says.
Joe.
What's up? It's not terrible.
I felt that there's no mirrors in the shop. There's not that one.
There is a little mirror in that pile of stuff by the big lathe that's never been used. But yeah, it's not that bad. All
right. Is that yours?
Water right now?
No, it's fine. Me and Denver ate that stuff down, so they came out of the oven.
Yep.
Stop calling me Roxanne and start calling me Starfish. Anything better than Roxanne? You been back to the shop?
Nah. What do you want to drink?
Oh, PBR sounds good.
Yeah. Two paps also.
Who's working this?
Oh, sure. Here you go, man.
That's a slice.
Thank you.
It's big, man.
It is. Wow. That's a whole pizza, isn't it? Sitting in this thing, don't you? Back out of this thing.
We got cheese and peppers. There's the napkins too.
Thanks, sir. Did you take that guy off or something, Joe?
What's that?
Did you take that guy off or something?
No. He did seem awful tick though, didn't he?
Yeah, he just.
Like, nah, I'm going. Probably because the service is so slow in here sometimes.
Oh, probably.
That's your cheese. Here's your red peppers.
Thank you, sir.
Now there's an art to eating this pizza.
Okay. What would that be?
I think the best way is to fold it in half.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
You know, lengthwise, that way it's a little more supported.
You know all the tricks, huh?
Pretty cozy, man.
Yeah.
Michelle won't come here. I don't know why.
There you go, man. You got it. Isn't that huge for $250?
Yeah. Very good, too. Shelly doesn't know what she's missing, does she?
It's gotten better. It kind of before the crust was a little soppier or something.
How was it? Well, that's got to be the biggest slice of pizza I've ever had.
Well, I lived here, this place opened up right about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, for a while I freaking lived over here.
So you probably tried every kind they have, huh?
Mm-hmm. Man, I guess the thing is these people are from Philadelphia and they were trying to bring a little taste of Philly to Louisville, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like all the art on the walls is kind of more, you know, punk-like, I guess. There's a Rocky poster over here by us. Frank Sinatra. They sell tasty cakes in here, which are really only available there in Philly.
They sure are. I've got to get one, man.
Now they got candy cakes, coffee cakes. You like tasty cakes?
I love them.
Me too.
Whenever I go up there to seeing eye to get a dog every 10 years or so, I make sure I get some tasty cakes.
Over here that just has like punk songs on it and stuff.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. What do you call them, punk songs?
Yeah, it's just like punk genre, the music. So, I mean, like, I go over there and I can't even find anything I can listen to on that. It's weird, I really can't. There was one album on there, The Clash, and I listened to that one. And they up and took it off.
Well, it's not very busy in here. It's always this quiet.
Normally it's pretty hopping. This place stays open until 5 a.m. too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not very often you see a 50-cent beer around.
No. Yeah, especially something you can tolerate.
Yeah.
They got it in bottles, but it costs more if you buy a bottle. I think it's another round, man.
Pardon?
Do another round? Another pass?
Yeah, sure. Jeez. getting out of the car. Cakes too.
We got some candy cakes, man. I got the chocolate ones. I got caramel ones too, or peanut butter ones, I mean.
Yeah, chocolate's the best.
That's what I was thinking. Peanut butter does sound pretty good though.
Mm-hmm.
I was excited. Says, please watch Fingers on Corridor.
So this is only half a car, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, they just cut one in half. I guess they couldn't fit a whole car in here, though. I don't know how you'd go about it.
It's pretty much as wide as one, though.
Yeah. It makes a good booth, doesn't it?
It does. I couldn't figure out what you were talking about.
I thought it does take a second to take it in.
So it's got the hood and the grill and everything over
there?
Yeah,
the hood and the trunk are both popped up.
Hmm.
Yeah, the grill, you can't really see too much of it. It's kind of more to the left. Like what's in front of the front left, the headlight there, you know?
Yeah.
They got the rest of it cut out for seats.
So there's more seats up there?
There's two seats in the front, two in the back. So, I mean, really, this thing holds enough people that it's pretty economical, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't take up so much room, because it take up a lot of room if you could just sit four people in it.
What else is around here, like across the street and stuff?
Just houses.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, there is a store over there, but I'm not really sure what they sell. I've never been in it.
Huh.
Now, right next door, I guess it'd be to your right. There's a tattoo shop over there.
Oh, is it? What about that way?
There's an antique store on the corner, but I'm not sure what's directly. I think it's the house next door.
And this is Bardstown we're on?
This is Baxter? Baxter, yeah. What'd you think about the old slice, man?
Nothing. I like it.
Swing back out here, man.
Definitely. Good idea, Joe.
Get tired of burgers and fries. I guess pizza's right up there, though. Tacos.
Not, yeah, not far behind. This is different, though.
Yeah. It's probably Michelle. Where are you at?
I cooked dinner for you.
Yeah, right. Never heard of this stuff. Hello? Yeah. Huh? Oh, right.
Nobody makes them like Tasty Cakes. Tasty Cakes and Paps.
I knew these were fresh because I didn't have them yesterday, too.
So what is it about a Tasty Cake that makes it better than the Hostess? Slow this thing down a little bit though, man. The wind's messing up my hair.
Oh, sorry, man. It breaks. It's got the plug brakes on it. You know, I was really kind of worried about messing with the integrity of that car when I took those pans out. But I don't really think it's enough to make a difference.
Yeah. Probably what you put in will be more structurally sound anyway.
Well, yeah. I was just thinking, you know, to take them out and like, oh, man, is the car going to fall apart on me, you know?
Yeah. Probably have to worry about that when you take those side rails.
No, I don't even think those will make a difference. Those are so rotted off there.
They're
already halfway off.
So what the heck's holding it up then?
It's that rail under the door.
Oh, I thought that's what you were taking off.
There's just a piece that goes under it.
Oh.
Then take it off and put it on. It's an amazing car.
Yeah, it is. This is pretty neat. It looks like car upholstery too, doesn't it?
Yeah, man, it's real nice. This seat actually kind of looks like a basketball. Big skin in it.
Yeah.
Style,
yeah. Yeah, it's some good leather. Yep.
Still gotta kill this beer. That's just the old bull head.
Yeah.
I guess it's broken off there.
Boy, look how big that door is, man.
It's real steel, man. That's like a refrigerator door, huh?
There's your bottom pan there, huh?
Yeah, right.
Look at all that chrome on there, too, man.
Yeah, you really can. There's two strips up there. Feel the other one? I think this one up here. Stainless, yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Why do they call these suicide doors?
I think because they open out that way.
Yeah, but I mean, that doesn't seem any more dangerous than opening that way. Does it?
I guess not. Maybe it's easier to commit suicide that way.
I don't know. You jump out and the door kind of catch you.
Knock you out.
Yeah, that's right. That must be it. Probably ready to take it easy after a hard day. Might get it all done tonight, huh?
That's true, man. It could happen. I was telling Michelle earlier, I don't think I've ever delved that this far deep into a car by myself.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I've worked on cars like that, you know, doing a lot of stuff, but just all by myself, you know, nobody helping me.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying it or nothing, it's all me. It's a big project.
Yeah, it is.
But you know, every time I go out there and mess with it, man, that end of the tunnel just gets a little bit closer.
Yep. You're making definite, noticeable progress.
Here you go, man. All right.
solid hunk of door in. Thunk. Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.